This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with Community Law Otago.
And Nina Webb from Community Law Otago joins us for today's edition of Speak Legal. And today we're going to go right back to the basics and look at how the criminal justice system works in Aotearoa. Nina, nice to have you with us again.
Nina, thank you for having me.
So let's start with courts. What are they? Why do they matter?
Yeah, so courts are one of the three branches of government sitting alongside Parliament and the executive, but they're independent of both, and that independence protects what we call the rule of law. So that means that everyone, including the government, is bound by law, and cases are decided by judges who are impartial and guided only by the law and the facts. So most hearings are open to the public and decisions can be appealed or reviewed by higher courts. Our law comes from statutes passed by Parliament and the common law built by judges. So then the courts apply and interpret these statutes under the Bill of Rights, and senior courts can issue a statutory provision if it's inconsistent with those protected rights, prompting a formal response in Parliament.
Right, let's turn our attention to cases in court. And just a reminder here, we're talking about criminal courts here. So when a case is called, who's actually in the courtroom and what do they do?
Yeah, so a judge presides, makes rulings. And so if it's for a minor matter, sometimes it could be a justice of peace or a community magistrate. Then there's the prosecutor, who is often a police or crown lawyer, and they present the case for the state. Then there's the defence lawyer who speaks for the defendant. And if it's a first appearance and someone has no lawyer, a duty lawyer can assist and legal aid may be available. Then there are witnesses and victims who give evidence, and they can be supported by a court victim advisor. Then in jury trials, there are 12 jurors and they decide whether the charge is proven. A register and court staff run the hearing, and media and public can usually observe from what's called the gallery.
All right, now we know that there are different types of court. So what court hears what, and what offence categories does that all mean?
So most criminal cases are heard in the district court. Offences are grouped into four different categories based off seriousness. So categories 1 and 2 are less serious and are heard by a judge alone in the district court. Then category 3 allows for a choice. So it can be either a judge alone or a jury trial in the district court. Then category 4 covers the most serious offences. So this is things such as murder, and those trials occur in the High Court before a jury. Then if you're under 18, your case usually goes to the Youth Court. And this court emphasises accountability, rehabilitation, education, and involving whānau.
All right. Now, accepting that it can be a very complicated process and it can take a number of different paths, in general, walk us through the process from a charge being laid to resolution.
Yes, so you receive a summons, and this will have the date, time, and place to appear, or you'll be given those details after arrest. And then at your first appearance, the duty lawyer can advise you, and where appropriate, you can apply for a name suppression. Then you'll enter a plea, and so this can be guilty or not guilty. If you plead guilty, sentencing may happen or then be set for later. And sentences range from fines and community-based penalties to imprisonment. Police diversion may also be available for some first-time less serious offending. But then if you plead not guilty, the case is scheduled for a judge alone or jury trial. And in the meantime, the court can impose bail conditions. And you can also sign up for text reminders so you don't miss your court dates.
Now, we hear a lot about alternatives, you know, alternatives to fine or imprisonment. What are the main options here?
Yeah, so before sentencing, many cases are referred to what is called restorative justice. So this is a voluntary confidential meeting between the person who offended, the victim, and supporters, guided by a trained facilitator. So this is a chance to acknowledge harm, apologise, agree steps to put things right, and plan to avoid reoffending. So the facilitator reports back to the court, and the judge can consider the agreement at sentencing. So this can mitigate a sentence. There are also courts and lists that target the causes of offending. So one of these are the Alcohol and Other Drug Treatment Court in Auckland and Waitakere. And so they run a 1 to 2 year program of treatment, mentoring, regular testing and judicial monitoring while sentence is deferred. Then there is the New Beginnings in Special Circumstances Court in Auckland and Wellington. And so this court focuses on people experiencing homelessness, linking them with housing, health and social services. And so many restorative providers are Māori, so tikanga and cultural supports can be included where appropriate.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier that in some cases for some types of charges or some types of offences, trials are available. How do trials actually work?
Yeah, so in a judge-alone trial, the judge decides whether the charge is proven based on the evidence and the law. And then in a jury trial, 12 jurors will decide the facts and return the verdict. So the judge can direct the jurors on the law and manage the process, but they will make the eventual decision. And then in Category 3 offences, these can be either judge alone or jury. And then Category 4 is just that jury process we talked about before.
If someone's a bit lost, doesn't understand the process, because it can be complicated, what kind of support's available?
Yeah, so if you don't have a lawyer on your first day, you can ask to see a duty lawyer or a provided lawyer. And if you can't afford ongoing representation, you can always apply for legal aid. So that is some of the support available. And then victims can speak to the court victim advisor for information and support throughout the process as well. But then for practical details about when and where to appear, the court has a hotline, which is 0800 Court.
Okay, Nina, any final words to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so New Zealand's courts aim to be independent, fair and efficient. Most cases are resolved in the district courts, as we said before, but there are also alternative pathways that focus on repair and rehabilitation alongside accountability. So our system isn't just about punishment, it's about upholding rights, keeping the process transparent and where possible helping people put things right.
Really appreciate your time today, Nina. Thanks for giving us that overview of New Zealand's criminal justice system. Remember, the great people at Community Law Otago not only speak to us here on Speak Legal, but they offer education out in the wider community as well. So maybe you might want to get in touch and talk with them about that, or maybe you've got something that's happening in your life that's causing you a bit of stress and maybe has some legal implications. Community Law might be there to help you out.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princess Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.